All right, everyone, get ready. Because today, we're diving deep, and I mean deep, into something I know a lot of you are curious about, play therapy.
Yeah, play therapy.
It's one of those things, right, where on the surface, it sounds kind of like, well, kids just playing. But we're going to uncover why it's so much more than just letting them loose in a room full of toys.
Exactly.
We're going to break down what it actually is, when it's truly needed, and how parents can navigate the whole thing.
I'm ready.
So, to guide us on this journey, we're turning to an excerpt from AERCS Therapy's page on when to consider play therapy. And don't worry, even though it's from one specific therapy center, what they have to say here, super relevant for everyone. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Like, what exactly are we talking about when we say play therapy? Because, I mean, we all know kids love to play, but there's got to be more to it than that, right?
Oh, there definitely is. You see, especially when kids are really young, they don't always have the words to tell us what's going on inside, you know, if they're feeling scared or worried or angry.
When it comes out in other ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Acting out, maybe becoming withdrawn. They might even just seem a little off. And that's where play therapy comes in.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does it work?
Well, think of it this way. All those toys, the art supplies, the games, they become the child's language.
Ah, so they're communicating through the play, even if they can't articulate it with words.
Exactly. Like, a child who's having trouble with a friend at school might act out a similar scenario with dolls. And through that play, they might discover solutions they hadn't even thought of before. Or, let's say a child develops a sudden fear of the dark.
Oh, I've been there.
Right. So in play therapy, they might create a story about a brave knight facing a dragon. Now, on the surface, that might just seem like fun and games. But what's really happening is they're building emotional resilience. They're learning to cope with those scary feelings.
So it's not just about managing that one specific fear, but equipping them with tools they can use for all sorts of challenges as they grow up.
Exactly. And that's what's so powerful about play therapy. We see kids developing better communication skills, which, let's be honest, is a win for everyone involved.
For sure.
But even more importantly, it can really help them build stronger, healthier relationships, learn how to advocate for themselves.
And like you said, that emotional resilience, being able to bounce back from setbacks, handle stress, those are skills that will benefit them throughout their lives.
Absolutely.
Which I think leads us to a question I know a lot of parents are probably wondering right now. How do you know if your child actually needs play therapy? Because it's not always obvious, right?
It's true. It's not always a clear-cut thing. But the source we're looking at does a great job of highlighting some common signs that parents can look out for.
Like what?
Well, have you noticed any sudden changes in your child's behavior? Like, are they having trouble sleeping, maybe more meltdowns than usual, or perhaps they've become more withdrawn?
So those could all be signs that something's up.
They can be, yeah. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be something big or dramatic happening in their lives.
Right. This source actually talks about one child, Mike, who started having these huge tantrums every morning before school. Turns out, he was actually really anxious about his schoolwork.
Oh, wow.
But he just didn't have the words to express it, so he was acting out instead. But through play therapy, he was able to start processing those feelings in a healthy way. And get this, his grades even started improving.
That's incredible. It just goes to show you the power of giving kids an outlet to express themselves, even if it's not through direct words.
It's like we were saying before, giving them a voice.
Exactly. And, you know, for the parents who are listening, I think the biggest takeaway here is trust your gut. You know your child better than anyone. If something feels off, even if you can't quite put your finger on it, it never hurts to explore your options.
So, okay, let's say there's a parent out there listening and thinking, All right, this play therapy thing, it's got my attention. What's next? What actually happens in those sessions? Am I picturing, like, paint-splattered walls and epic Lego battles?
Well, I mean, there's definitely room for creativity.
Of course.
But it's not quite the free-for-all it might sound like. This source from AERCS, they emphasize that it's actually very structured. And it often starts with, you know, that initial consultation with the parents.
Makes sense. So the therapist can really get a sense of, like, what's going on, what the child's specific needs are.
Exactly. It helps them figure out, okay, what's the best way to approach this? What kind of play will be most helpful for this particular child? And then, you know, then comes the actual play therapy. And that's where it gets really interesting.
Because when I think play therapy, I do picture, like, a dedicated playroom, which I'm sure is part of it. But this source, they break down all these different types of activities, like you've got your creative arts, your drawing, your painting.
Right, which makes sense. Kids naturally express themselves visually.
Totally.
Yeah.
But then it gets really interesting. There's role-playing, storytelling, even sensory stuff like using clay or sand. And I'm like, how does that work therapeutically?
Well, I think the key here is that it's all about giving kids different ways, different avenues to process those big feelings. So, for example, imagine a child who's having trouble managing anger. Role-playing can be really powerful for that.
Oh, I see, because they can kind of act out different scenarios, different reactions, but in a safe space.
Precisely. So instead of, say, hitting their sibling when they get frustrated, maybe the stuffed bear gets a timeout. And through that play, they start to learn how to verbalize those angry feelings.
So it's like they're practicing coping mechanisms, but without real-world consequences.
Exactly. And then you mentioned the sensory play, the clay, the sand. That can be incredibly grounding, especially for kids who are feeling kind of overwhelmed or disconnected.
That's so interesting. I hadn't even thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's like sinking your hands into that clay, building something. It brings them back into their bodies, into the present moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for some kids, that tactile experience, it's just so much more soothing, so much more expressive than words could ever be.
I can see that. And it just makes me think about how important it is to find the right therapist for your child. Yeah. Because it's not just about having, like, play therapy certification.
Absolutely not. It's got to be a good fit.
Yeah, like personality-wise, approach-wise.
All of it. And, you know, this source we're looking at, they really hit on that. They talk about the importance of not only checking credentials, but also looking at the therapist's approach. Some therapists, they're all about the art, you know?
Yeah.
Others might lean more into storytelling or role playing.
Yeah.
So it's about finding what clicks with your child's personality, their needs, their interests, even.
And this source mentions that initial consultation being key for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just for the therapist to learn about the child, but also for the family to get a feel for the therapist.
Exactly. It's like a getting to know you session, right?
Yeah.
You want to pay attention to those vibes. Does the therapist seem warm, engaging? Do they connect with your child on their level? Trust those instincts. If it doesn't feel right, it's okay to keep looking. You want to find someone who feels like a good fit for your family.
100%. And speaking of right fit, what about timing? Is there like an ideal age for play therapy or some sort of perfect moment to start?
You know, that's the thing. There often isn't a perfect moment. You don't have to have it all figured out before seeking help. It's more about recognizing when your child needs that extra support.
When they need those extra tools.
Exactly. So maybe their behavior has changed. Maybe they're struggling in school. Or maybe as a parent, you're just feeling kind of overwhelmed. And those are all valid reasons to reach out. Don't be afraid to.
It's like you said earlier, trust your gut. You know your child best. And you know what? This source also mentions getting referrals, which I think is huge. I mean, it's like how most of us find a good plumber or a hairstylist, right?
Word of mouth is powerful.
Absolutely.
Talk to other parents, you know, see if your child's pediatrician has any recommendations. Maybe your school counselor has some insights. Tapping into that network can be so valuable.
So true. And isn't that kind of what we're doing here on the show? Taking a topic that can feel a bit overwhelming, doing that deep dive into the research, and then pulling out the most helpful, most relatable bits.
Exactly. Because, I'll be honest, play therapy, it can sound a little mysterious at first, but when you really break it down, it's about understanding how kids naturally communicate, you know?
Yeah.
And then giving them the tools to work through those big feelings.
To build that resilience.
Exactly. And the best part is it works. This source actually cites a study by Play Therapy International that found a 77% positive change rate for kids who've gone through it.
77%.
That's incredible.
It really is. That's a testament to how powerful it can be for kids' emotional and behavioral well-being.
Yeah.
It gives them a voice. It helps them make sense of their world.
And that's what we all want as parents, right?
Absolutely. To give our kids the strongest possible foundation for a happy, healthy life.
100%. And sometimes that means seeking out extra support, which, let's be real, it can feel intimidating at first. But ultimately, it's empowering.
It is, because you're saying, I see you, I hear you, and I'm here to help you thrive. So well said. As we wrap up this deep dive into play therapy, I'm feeling really hopeful, you know?
Yeah.
Hopeful that there are effective ways to support our kids when they're struggling, and that something as simple and joyful as play can actually be such a powerful tool for healing and growth.
It reminds us that even when things get tough, kids are incredibly resilient. And with the right support, they can overcome obstacles and achieve amazing things.
Couldn't agree more.
Hmm.
And to all our listeners out there, we want to leave you with this. What's one small step, just one, that you can take today to connect with your child through play? Maybe it's putting down your phone for 10 minutes and just joining their Lego world. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's cranking up the music and having a spontaneous dance party in the living room.
Now that...
Because those little moments of connection, those shared moments of joy and laughter, that's where the magic happens.
So true.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into play therapy. Until next time, keep exploring, keep playing, and keep those conversations going.